Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got an article here from CNN where the police have these big gumballs they shoot out of these guns with GPS tracker chips in them. Talk about science fiction. We'll mention that. A listener's instant message it to me on my little Yahoo instant messenger. Thank you for joining us. Already in the third hour, we've taken a lot of calls, a lot of other callers holding. Michael Rivero coming up in a little while to join us. We got sidetracked by the callers, but they all brought up really good points, so it was worth it and important to get into. The really big news of the day I've mentioned, but I haven't detailed it yet. Russian member of parliament says U.S. to attack Iran late March. Muslim riots, a U.S. psyop aimed at getting EU support for war. We'll talk about that with Michael Rivero as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. And I guess Jeff in Denver is up next. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of points about some of the things you guys were talking about. And, well, first of all, I think when what I've experienced and what I've seen with Bush is whenever he's lying, you can tell when this murdering dictator is exactly what he is. Whenever he stutters or says something twice, that's when I found that basically you can tell when he's lying. And of course, I'm working on a couple of things right now, and I think I'm going to throw in some things, some content about the economic slaves that people just don't really, Alex, and everybody needs to listen, because the world is on a powder keg right now. The United States is on a powder keg. And the New World Order is completely out of control. And, of course,
boil it down. They're going to use America as the engine to bring us into the New World Order, and then they're going to make us fall. That is part of the plan. We're going to be the bad guy. We're all being set up. So all these neocon followers just smirk and laugh and feel like you're part of the empire. You're complete idiots.
Exactly. And another thing that I think is like the Iraq War and some of the big things that they're trying to cover up is regarding the oil. And if any of these big oil companies, these executives in these oil companies will come out and tell the truth and talk about the the way that I think the United States uses around 18 million barrels of oil a day, and I think the world uses maybe 180 million, something like that. But the oil is being
use 25 million barrels a day.
Okay, well, the oil is being depleted at a rate that it's completely out of control, and that's why they wanted to go to Iraq and cap those oil wells over there. They're trying to save some of that oil for the third generation, and in any event,
I don't believe in peak oil. I've done the analysis, but they certainly are trying. There's too much oil, so they're trying to cap it to drive up prices.
But the New World Order, I think another good point, Alex, would be that they're trying to control the population, and of course, numerous
yes,
people.
Yes. The war on terror is a war against the people. Thanks for the call. Let's take another call. Who's up next here? Wyatt, Maryland, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Great show. Listen, I was in Detroit for the Super Bowl. I had to work at worked for a limousine company. We went up there, and the people up there, it's unbelievable. Cheap seats, $2,000. In between four and five, top seats, $6,000. The people, most of the people there were from out of state. I got a chance to talk to the citizens of that area, the Detroit and surrounding area. You know what their concern is, Alex? They're losing their jobs. Motor City is like Hollywood the movies. Detroit is like, 99% of the vehicles are all American vehicles. There is no foreign, nothing to it. But they're concerned they're going to lose their jobs. When the Super Bowl, they spent tons of money cleaning the city up, throwing all the bums and everything, getting it cleaned up. Talking to a police officer up there, they said they're going to lay off 50% of the police force. I got a couple other things. Just quickly, I'll just talk about it if I can after the break.
Yeah, we got Rivero coming on, but if you want to hold, we'll go back to you, Wyatt. I really appreciate you. And, I got upset last hour, but we should get upset. I mean, just things are going desperately wrong. And I did hear about the layoff of the cops that's coming. It's classic. We're being strip mined. We're being gutted. We're being looted. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Russian member of parliament says U.S. to attack Iran late March. Muslim riots. A U.S. psyop aimed at getting EU support for war. That's our analysis we've been putting out in the last few days. There's so much evidence showing it. A top Russian parliamentary leader has told National Russian Radio Station that an attack on Iran is inevitable and that it will occur on March 28th. I'm not saying that's going to happen, folks, but certainly they're getting ready for it. The juggernaut is rolling, as one headline said. The leader of the Liberal Democrats, Vladimir Zarevsky, who they love to attack, also believes that the Muslim riots were orchestrated by U.S., I would say elements of our government, to garner European backing for the military strike. Rhetoric has heated significantly in the past week, with Donald Rumsfeld yesterday warning that a military option was on the table, echoing the comments of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who said the U.S. was prepared to take military action. Also, Israeli Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert stated that Iran would, quote, pay a very high price if the Islamic Republic defiantly resumes full-scale uranium enrichment to build nuclear weapons. Zarevsky told the Russian radio station that the war is inevitable because the Americans want this war, that is our elite. And any country claiming and leading a position in the world will need to wage wars, otherwise it will simply not be able to retain its leading position. The date of the strike is already known. It is the election day in Israel, March 28th. It is also known how much the war will cost, he said. And it goes on, commenting on the Muslim riots sweeping the Middle East and Europe, Zarevsky, pictured above, his picture, said that the publication of the offensive cartoons was a planned psyop on the part of the U.S. aimed at provoking a fight between Europe and the Islamic world. It will end with the European countries thinking and thanking the United States and paying and giving soldiers for the war, he continued. And, folks, the flags being served up, when it's a real protest, it's hand-painted flags. Out in these little dirt villages all over the place, there's all these same-sized, brand-new shipped-in flags for the day after the protest starts. And these imams mail it out with cartoons that weren't even in there, made-up stuff. It's all these neocon papers that kept running it and saying, saying that we're going to defiantly get in your face and defiantly do all of this, starting a fight. Hey, let's have a fight. And there's clear evidence, takes an hour to go into it, we're about to go to Michael Rivero, that the stuff in France that then spread back in November, that was clearly provocateur, and it snowballs. The intelligence agencies start it going, and then it gets bigger and bigger, or it's a landslide. It's like a mockingbird. They start it, then other people parrot it. So, of course, there are Muslims running around screaming and burning things. So that's real, and they're playing into the trap. But it's clear that it was started by intelligence agencies. Let's go to Michael Rivero, who's joining us to talk about this, and also the Gonzalez hearings. We've got an audio clip coming up where Gonzalez says that George Washington had electronic surveillance and surveilled us, and it's as American as George Washington, folks. So if you're not for a police state, you're against George Washington. Michael, it's always great to have you here for your monthly visit.
Thank you for having me on the show, Alex.
You bet. And you've got whatreallyhappened.com. We've got a big fat link to it up on Infowars.com. But you just heard me going over what this Russian member of parliament is saying, mirroring analysis from Kurt Nemo, yourself, myself. Give us your take on it.
Well, very obviously, the United States has already decided they're going to go to war in Iran, much as they had decided for war in Iraq weeks or even months before it was announced to the public at large. The timing of the attack very clearly aligns with Iran's plan to open an oil bourse, which would trade Iran's oil in euros. This, of course, would have a negative effect on the value of the dollar overseas, since it was no longer required to buy petroleum products. And this, of course, is one of the real issues behind this sudden decision to start invading Middle East countries left and right, because prior to the invasion of Iraq, Saddam Hussein started trying to negotiate to price the oil in the oil for food program based on euros rather than dollars. And, of course, the U.S. Government sees this as a tremendous threat to our economy, because without that demand for dollars to buy petroleum products, the value of the dollar will fall against all other currencies. So, very clearly, there is a push to go on to war, and this Russian individual definitely has it correct. There doesn't seem to be really any way to stop it.
Well, let's go back to some now ancient history, though it's now just been revealed last week. I even said at the time when they were flying all those tornado fighter bomber flights over targets that didn't matter but heavily defended, remember the, quote, softening up. While they were, quote, negotiating with Saddam, they had a full-scale bombing campaign. Imagine they're bombing him. Saddam was laying there taking it, not even shooting back. I mean, that is amazing. But they openly said then they wanted him to shoot some of the plane down. So that's old news. Now we learn they wanted to paint up a bunch of U.S. spy planes, like U.N. planes, fly them low, get them shot down, get our pilots potentially killed, but they didn't even need that. They just went on despite it. Bush also said in the new White House memo, and they're not denying it, this is admitted, that we're going to have a defector come out and say he saw WMD. So for anybody that wonders if they manufacture this stuff, Michael, you're an expert on the past provocateuring with Mossadegh in 53 with Iran, and they've done this so many other times with the Black Panthers and many others. Fill us in on how they love to stir stuff up.
Well, it's called a false flag operation, and basically it's trying to create some trouble that you blame on the other individual. Certainly that story about the UN plane and contained in that same White House memo was the admission that Bush intended to attack Iraq even if no weapons of mass destruction were found, which of course is ultimately what happened. So, but this is nothing new for the government, and it's kind of interesting, you were mentioning earlier, these very provocative cartoons that have appeared in the Danish newspapers and been echoed in Europe papers all over. They're very insulting to Muslims, and they've been put out there to stir up a public reaction, which has happened.
Now, let's be clear. I believe in their First Amendment right to do it, but there have always been cartoons of Muhammad. You can find hundreds of them making fun of him. The West made a point of picking a fight about this, and to add to that, again, we know that these are neocon-based papers, and imagine what Christians would do when there's a sitcom, the Book of Daniel, making fun of Jesus or Jesus Christ, that particular, it was called Jesus Christ something, where Jesus Christ is a homosexual and there were all the big protests. You know, Christians get mad at this type of stuff too. I'm not saying that they don't have the right to print it. It's just people act like it's weird that Muslims get mad about it.
Well, what's very interesting, you know, you're talking about free speech because apparently these same newspapers refuse to run similar cartoons depicting Jesus unless so very clearly there's a bias being shown here. But as I was watching this whole situation unfold, it reminded me of something that happened back in the 60s at the height of the conflict over civil rights and the Vietnam War and a disproportional number of black people being sent to serve on the front lines. And there was this group called the Black Panthers. Now later on they became very militant and very fearful. But when they started out, most people don't remember this, when the Black Panthers started out, their agenda was originally breakfasts for children in the ghettos and local control of the school curriculum. Now, these are, of course, very benign agendas, but they were considered very threatening to the government, which wanted to control the school agenda to steer kids toward a pro-military choices as they got out of the educational system. So the Black Panthers were starting to get some support. The FBI put out this fake coloring book called the Black Panther Coloring Book, and it was spread all over. It was even mailed to households. My household, which was like totally white, got one of these in the mail, and the news were blaming it all on the Black Panthers. And then in the 70s, when the COINTELPRO hearings took place, it was revealed that this whole comic book was a creation of the FBI. To basically cause friction between the white and the black population.
Now, the government did the same thing with the militias. The militias started forming, had some good missions in the early 90s. The government demonized them, put provocateurs in to try to militarize them, to try to radicalize them. See, folks, they want you running around in camo instead of running around in real urban camo, a suit and tie. They don't want you being mainstream, up front, taking over the system. They want to intimidate you, lie about you, get you to militarize, so then they can really demonize you and then treat you like a military group that they can then attack.
And mostly what they want you to do is get you fighting amongst yourself so that you're not fighting them, which was lying behind the Black Panther coloring book. And now, of course, we have these cartoons which are creating all kinds of friction between Christians and Muslims. And the very first result, of course, is that Western people and Christians are less willing than ever to listen to legitimate grievances coming from the Islamic world about how they're being treated. So that seems to be the first purpose behind these cartoons, is to prevent people from listening to each other, to keep up the friction, to keep up the hostilities and the anger, so that this communication can't happen.
It's meant to get Europe on board for the attack on Iran.
Absolutely. And
I want to add something about the, quote, patriot movement. That's why I call it the truth movement now, and that's why I deal with just the general public, because it is full. And see, we don't do this. You go to InfoWars.com, you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you go to WhatReallyHappened.com, but you don't see people attacking each other. And even if somebody needs to be attacked, I tend to stay away from it, because so many of them are just disinfo artists. If they can get us fighting with each other over minutia, they've got the ball game won.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, everyone's pushing for this invasion of Iran in March, so it certainly helps if they can get the Muslims, if they can trick the Muslims into behaving in a way that just seems adversarial and destroys any sympathy for the potential targets. And we saw a lot of the same thing in the run-up of the war, of the invasion of Iraq. any way to demonize them, to make them seem less than human, to portray them all as terrorists in order to justify what was essentially an economically motivated conquest.
And now we know that the Pentagon was running PSYOPs with its Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence domestically and internationally. We know they premeditatedly, we have multiple memos from across the Atlantic and here in the U.S. They don't deny it, that they lied to us on purpose, and still some people are going to believe this poison mother's milk that comes down from the government's propaganda ministries. Michael Rivero is our guest. A lot of other news coming up as we chronicle the criminal activities of the NWO. Your call's coming up as well.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR. There's
a video clip of the top of whatreallyhappened.com. Of course, we will get a link over to it, or get it posted on prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. And I got a chance to watch some of the Gonzales hearings yesterday, and here's my take on it. They know that we're waking up a spine, so they take the most minimized little that seems reasonable portion of a constellation of spying. You know, they admit the Army's watching gun groups, liberal groups, people handing out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, protesting Halliburton corruption, people protesting Enron, bike riding groups that want more rights for bike riders, you know, the CIAs or the NYPD. I mean, it's massive, folks. So to legitimize it and put some polls out to legitimize spying itself, they go, oh, it's just Bin Laden calls. You want to be able to hear him. Well, of course, FISA court doesn't do that. It already gives them a blank check, so that's a fraud. So Gonzales gets up, and Spector and all these other people go, oh, this is terrible what you've done. But then later they're going to try to pass an amendment, and I've looked at it, that actually kind of codifies it where it's partially okay. Because there's already laws that say it's wrong. We don't need new amendments. And Michael Rivero's got a clip of Gonzales trying to say, well, this is as American as George Washington. Michael, why don't you set this clip up for us?
Well, basically, it's a clip that just came out of the hearings into the NSA spy scandal. And, of course, Gonzales is trying to justify George Bush's spying on ordinary Americans without a warrant, without even going through the FISA court, which never turns down a warrant request anyway, but simply goes out and reads the email and scans the phone calls of any American that they simply decide to do. And Gonzales made this ludicrous statement where he just listed all these American presidents and said they've all conducted electronic surveillance on Americans on a scale far greater than Bush has done.
There was no such thing as electronic surveillance in George Washington's era.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's silly to look at on the face, and you can say, well, he's, you know, under the heat of the investigation.
The first electronic surveillance was in the Civil War with the telegraph.
Absolutely. But the point is that Gonzales is just making these broad sweeping statements to excuse away Bush's behavior. He is, I don't believe he's actually under oath at these hearings.
I'm surprised you didn't say that maybe Jesus did it or something.
Well, could very well be. But basically, he's just trying to say that everybody does it, therefore it's okay for Bush to do it. And the fact of the matter is that if we are going to be a nation of laws, then the president has to set the example.
And he admittedly broke a whole bunch of them, and they're felonies. Let's roll the clip. Here's Lord Gonzales.
225 years use of the exercise of the power of Commander-in-Chief.
I gave in my opening statement, Senator, examples where President Washington, President Lincoln, President Wilson, President Roosevelt have all authorized electronic surveillance of the enemy on a far broader scale, far broader, without any kind of probable cause.
Lincoln, too, huh? I mean,
yeah.
just everyone.
Yeah, he just, called all the names for the magic charm and said they did it too, therefore Bush is equal with them. And, of course, it is a silly statement. And even if all those presidents conducted surveillance, electronic or otherwise, of Americans, if they did it without a warrant, they were committing a crime.
I know. They always say, I mean, that'd be like if they found a serial killer with 25 bodies in the backyard and he said, well, I killed 25 before. Why can't I just kill one more?
Yeah, it is. It's the same thing. It's still illegal. It's still a crime. Bush should be impeached not only for
that. Number one, these are the people doing it are the terrorists. They carried out the attacks.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the foundation. People are mad about this spying, though. Do you think it's going to bring them down, or are they just going to use Iran as the next smokescreen upping the Ponzi scheme?
I think that probably that Bush and his administration are thinking that by the time they get to March and they crank up the war in Iran, they'll be able to play the, we're in the middle of a war, you can't annoy the president with these small little piddling things, and anybody who's trying to bring
the president... And then the Iranians hit us with an A-bomb. After that point, everyone knew that the leader needed to be followed.
Yeah, something like that. I'm frankly surprised, I'm glad, but I'm also surprised that we didn't see a staged terror attack at the Super Bowl. Of course, we still have the rest of the Olympics to get through. But Bush and his people may just feel it's not necessary. They give the orders are followed, nobody's standing up to
them. By the way, we have to take all this serious because on the eve of the 2004 election, the White House told U.S. News and World Report, we will be nuked before the election. They didn't say might, they said we will be. So that's why some people pay a lot of attention to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have a feeling it is a little troubling to see Americans kind of staying so silent when very obviously we're going through the same hoaxes and deceptions and lies that got us into Iraq. And
that State of the Union was almost identical to the one he gave on the eve of the first invasion.
Absolutely, absolutely. He did focus a little more on domestic policies, I think because, at least among the public, the war has become a real election loser. But I think it's an indication of how out of control election fraud has become in this country, that Congress and the President don't seem all that concerned about the negative impact that a war in Iran is likely to have on the November election.
We'll be right back with Michael Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls and a ton of other key news items. Straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
We see this in criminal enterprises, in Ponzi schemes predominantly. That's a scam where you take people's investments in, you pay off the previous investors, and then publicize how much money they made and how great the investment is. And you build up the pyramid scheme bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you blow it out and leave town with a huge war chest of goodies, of cash, of gold, of wealth. And that's what they do. They leapfrog from criminal activity to criminal activity, and then always smokescreen it with some even larger debate, and then we have to focus on the new lies for the old. And by the end of it, we're living in a total police state. They are setting up a manifest tyranny. They know you're waking up to it. That's why they're setting up the police state. And how many congressmen, like Ron Paul have we had on? We've had multiple congressmen on saying the same thing. How many former Reagan and Bush senior administration officials, very conservative, have we had on to say, we're going into martial law. Now we read about Halliburton building emergency FEMA camps, quote, for the illegal aliens and citizens during emergencies. These are camps, Halliburton in major newspapers running slave camps in Europe. I mean, it's so out of control. It's so horrible that I know a lot of people want to bury their heads in the sand. I hear ads all the time for bars or restaurants or sporting events that life's tough. The economy's not doing too well. Just forget about it all and come have a good time. And that's okay if you get some R&R, rest and relaxation sometimes. We've all got to do that. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, or at least a cranky boy. And believe me, I know that first and foremost. But if you're just constantly out, especially doing all these really decadent things, my idea of blowing off steam is going out fishing or something or for a hike, it just all falls apart. We've been in denial for so long. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. The elite isn't happy to just have a ton of tyranny. They want to bring in maximum tyranny. They want it all. And we're about to go back to Michael Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com. Link to him up on Infowars.com. And no, we had loaded phones earlier. I don't even know what the call list is right now. So in a few minutes, tell the board ops just to let me know who's first in line. We're going to take some calls. But I'm going to go back to Michael Rivero. Michael, how do we... From your particular view, how do we navigate this? You know, that's the first question. Specific solutions, you think, and then give me your prognosis for the short term and long term, because I do see an awakening happening, but the enemy has the momentum. They have the centralized spires of technological control. They control the parameters, the roads, the banks, the main systems that we kind of just react to. Are we going to be able to defeat this, and what will the world look like if the neocons really have their way? Can you? That's a big question. It's the $64 million question, but can you try to take a stab at it?
Well, I think the answer to anytime any tyranny remakes the world in their own image, it's going to be a very stratified society. There'll be the elite chosen ones at the top with all the wealth and power, and everybody else below will be deliberately maintained in a state of poverty so that they can't quit working for the system. As far as people waking up, yes, it's starting to happen. The most important thing they can do is share their concerns with everybody they know, and I believe this NSA spying was leaked deliberately to intimidate people, to keep them from speaking with their neighbors and friends about what's going on in the country.
I agree, and I think it's backfiring on them.
Yeah, and I think people just need to decide. There are 288 million Americans, which according to the polls, most of which think Bush lied us into a war in Iraq. They think the country's headed in the wrong direction. The government can't watch all of us or listen to all of us at the same time. So this whole thing about worrying about if your phone is being listened to is nonsense. The best thing you can do is not be afraid. Go out and talk to people about what's going on. Because right now we're hitting this moment of inertia. I think one of the worst things that we're raised with are fairy tales and TV shows and movies where there's always a happy ending, where the cavalry comes in.
There's always an archetypal hero who does it all for us.
That's right. There's Batman or Superman comes in, or there's a savior.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, comes in. You know, there are no heroes coming in. If we're going to make this a better country, we, the people, are going to have to do it. And I think people are coming to that realization. Because I think back to the history of Romania and the revolution they had. 2 weeks before it happened, anybody looking around would have said, well, the people are perfectly happy. They've accepted their lives as it is. They don't care about the TV cameras on the street corners.
And then what happened to Ceausescu?
Yeah, 2 weeks later, he was machine gunned on national television. That's how fast it all came undone. And I think,
Michael, let me stop you. You're on obviously an IP phone. It sounds great until it breaks up. The last 5 seconds didn't come across.
Okay. Well, then we'll repeat that. Basically, I think when it happens here in the United States, we're going to see exactly the same rapidity. It'll be over in about 2 weeks, where everybody will just say, "Okay, we've hit that line." And I think back to World War II. when Admiral Yamamoto learned that Pearl Harbor had been bombed before the declaration of war was delivered. And he said, all we've done is awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. And the American people, those 288 million teachers and doctors and lawyers and caregivers and builders, they're still
when
that
they learn
giant.
What's really been done to them, and that's what we're doing, when they learn it's going to be a force the globalists can't stop. And I think they know it's going to be a force they're going to have to fight with. That's why they're arranging this control grid.
Absolutely. They're trying to get the fence built and locked before we can do anything about it. But I think they're playing catch-up at this point.
Oh, they admit in their own policy reports they're 5 years behind. Then Europe threw out EU expansion. Chavez led the major defeat for at least another 4 or 5 years of the American Union. They're having defeat after defeat after defeat, and they're even saying in policy reports, we've lost control of the universities, they're not buying our propaganda, we're losing control of the alternative media, so they try to rush in to take control of it or to block the Internet. And at every point, it just makes people want the truth even more. And let me add this, and then I want your take on what I just said about that, you know, if you agree or disagree. In my whole life, I learned that if you just get past your fear, stand up to a bully, it feels good, it's empowering, and bullies don't like it. And people need to realize that we're not the bad guys. So what if they're spying on us? Which, as you said, you know, the watchers can't watch us all, and most of the watchers are listening to us and waking up. We've got the truth. We're the good guys. I mean, I get up on air and I say Dine Corn Halliburton are in the Chicago Tribune with giant child kidnapping rings, and they have lobbyists in D.C. openly protecting them, and this is mainstream news. Are you for the child kidnappers? I mean, it's not that hard, Michael. We're the good guys.
We definitely are, and we're now the mainstream. More people are getting their news from alternative radio shows and the Internet than they do from the network TV news and newspapers. Paper newspapers are letting staff go left and right to deal with their decline in circulation. But in saying, you know, what you were saying before about they're playing catch-up, there's a military term, and it's called the initiative. It's who has the initiative in a conflict. And if they're playing catch-up, they've lost the initiative.
And we have more than initiative. We have the motivation. It's called survival. And we have the moral authority.
Yes, absolutely, we have the moral authority. And certainly going into Iran and, you know, Sun Tzu said in Art of War, you know, if you don't have the moral authority, you're not going to win the war. And we're going into Iran knowing we don't have the moral authority to do
that. You know what the founder, the first Texas Ranger said, Captain Bill McDonald, no man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that is in the right and keeps on a-coming.
Yes, absolutely, that is true.
And, Michael, I've said it. I'm not going to be a slave to these people. I'm going to keep coming. They could have a gun to my head right now, and they can say, renounce freedom, renounce America, renounce decency, renounce, all, you know, don't stand up for the kids we're kidnapping and raping and killing. And I'd say, pull the trigger, you bastard.
Isn't it going to be more effective to pull the trigger back in their direction?
No, I agree. I'm just saying people have got to realize this is for all the marbles. We're dealing with really evil people, Michael, as you know, and we've just got to commit. We've got to throw in 100%, 110%, commit. We've got to commit to this fight. You know, that's an old football term that you've got to go 110% or you're going to get hurt. And I found that in life. We've got to go 110%. Your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely, that's true. This is no place for half measures. Thomas Paine said much the same thing with his Summer Soldiers and Sunshine Patriots. If you're just there when it's easy to be done, then you're not really helping the situation. You have to be in there fighting when things are going really, really wrong and really bad. That's when the effort is needed, and if you're not there making that effort, then you're going to lose.
Well, I remember 12 years ago talking like this, and people thought I was a three-headed monster from Pluto, and now people are waking up, but you're right. They're waking up, but they're not moving. They still see you or I or somebody else as a leader. No, folks, this is everybody doing something, and doing something small, but many hands make light work.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not asking for people to go out and do anything dramatic or illegal. All we're saying is that the best thing you can be doing is talk to everybody you know about what you're learning. Talk to your friends, your neighbors, your hairstylist, your dentist, whatever. Just say, listen, this country is doing is wrong. And what you're going to find is a lot of people who are thinking and feeling exactly the same that you are, but they're afraid to speak out because TV news has told them, oh, those people are all alone.
Well,
hardly anybody thinks that.
Exactly. So, I'm a big fan of history just like you are, and there's been hundreds and hundreds of cases of where they literally draw the line in the sand and they go, like the Alamo, you know, we're going to go fight this enemy. They outnumber us 8-1, 10-1, or you know, many other historical examples. And it takes a while. You know, at first, nobody steps across. Then that first person does, then another. Suddenly, everybody steps across. Somebody's got to hit the barbed wire.
Yeah, absolutely. But in this case, you know, we're already the majority. The majority of Americans, according to even the media's polls, the majority of Americans think the government is lying to get us into these wars. They don't think the country is going in a good direction. They are opposed to the war. They see that the Congress and the President very clearly are not representing the will of the people in the handling of foreign policy. And they're beginning to get concerned because somewhere down the road, if we go into Iran, there has to be a draft to fill those manpower needs. And that is when things are really going to start coming unglued, I think, for the neocon war machine.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that and then go to some calls. A lot of folks are holding there. Going back, we have this so-called volunteer military, but really they just recruit out of the poor areas where people really don't have any other options or don't think they do. We know that they've done everything they can to try to exacerbate that. They even say that. They've set up the draft boards. They've said that they may need one. They've introduced legislation to do it, but still there's this mass denial. Now they're moving recruiters into the school who were there year-round. They're, quote, buddying them up in middle schools in San Antonio where from 7th grade right through the 12th grade, you're going to have these same military men, quote, being your buddies, but it's clear that's not even going to work. Now they admit that 18% of who they brought into the military in recruiting last year are at the lowest IQ level authorized, literally a low-grade moron, 75 to 80 IQ points, and they're not even getting enough that way. They just lower their recruitment target and then claim they made the target. So what are they going to do, Michael?
Well, obviously, starting a draft before the November elections is definitely going to get the electorate very upset. But as you said, there is an economic draft in effect, and a lot of people are suggesting that some of the economic hardships that are being felt in this country are intentionally caused in order to make the military the only option for people coming out of school, people trying to get out of their the ghettos they were brought up in.
Well, look at it. The whole economy is shifting over where, there's no scholarship there for you to be a doctor or a teacher or a librarian, but there's a scholarship there for you to go into Homeland Security. They're shifting the economy over, and the same private interests own that, so they're also shifting the purse into their systems.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, for those people who are already in the military, the government is going through all these little legal loopholes to extend their service. And
there are people starting their fifth tour.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was not the contract that they signed. But because it's the U.S. government, the government can change the contract, with a presidential fiat, and these people are still stuck in Iraq. There was one story that came through today that just absolutely floored me of a soldier who was wounded in Iraq, and while he was being cared for, they took off his body armor and lost track of it. So he's getting out of the army because he's permanently wounded and can't serve anymore, and the army bills him for the missing body armor, which didn't even protect him in the first place. And they're making him pay $700.
That's right. There's this big scammer who admittedly sold and made hundreds of millions of dollars, sold effective body armor to him. Well, you know, they pay $4 a meal when they're at Ramstein in the hospital. They make men with their legs and arms blown off pay for their meals. That's never before been done.
Yeah, it is absolutely shameful the way, you figure that at the very least, these kids in uniform, you have to respect them for walking their talk, for having the courage of their commitments, for keeping their words. They're very wonderful people, and at the very least, you should treat them with the respect and the care that they deserve for having stepped out there. Even if you don't agree with the war, you have to support those troops, and this is not supporting the troops.
I was
to make them pay for missing.
Oh, yeah, and they also quite supporting the troops by keeping them in a bad position. That's a fraud. No, you support them by taking them back. When I was out in Crawford, when Sheehan was out there, I would talk to these neocons, and they were all defense contractors, former military, all of them. And they were like brain dead. I'd say, well, they're doing this, and they wouldn't even deny that, and they just said, well, we're supporting them. But supporting them means not really caring about the troops. It means just forgetting them.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the people claiming we support the troops. What they support is they support the war, and they're trying to map that onto the troops. But you don't support the troops by sending them out for trivial reasons, for personal gain. You don't put them in harm's way for reasons that are completely alien to the concept of defending the
national
security.
Well, I mean, that'd be like if somebody signed up to be a firefighter, and you told them, no, I'm going to, make you go, dig ditches at my private business. I mean, it's a fraud.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it is a terrible misuse of our kids. And if we owe anything to these soldiers in uniform, it is that we do not risk their life and their safety for trivial, you know, causes.
Remember when the Pentagon said that we're going to have a Pentagon betting service on how many troops will die?
Yeah, I remember seeing that one, and the other one that caught my eye this last week is the Pentagon is now setting up a service to guide soldiers in the correct selection of a future bride, or future spouse, rather.
Yeah, one who will submit to the military's brainwashing. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think the neocons are so arrogant? I mean, the tires are blowing out on the military. They're bald, the metal's showing, the radio is showing. Why do the globalists just think this can go on forever?
Well, I think, first of all, they obviously don't care what the costs and consequences of the wars are going to be. They feel they're serving a higher purpose. I think in a lot of cases, they may actually be unaware of what the realities are on the ground, because underneath these people at the top, you've got all these mid-managers whose job it is to provide isolation. They don't want the superiors to get angry or
yeah, they're called,
to give up hope.
They're called yes-men. Let's take a call. Who's first up here in line? Bill and KC, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, but I really appreciate what you're doing. You're so bold, it inspires me a lot. It makes me think of Revelation 3:9 that says that God will make the people that say that they're Jews, but they're not Jews, he'll make them the synagogue of Satan. So those people over there, if you look at Revelation 3:9, you'll see that that's what it says.
Well, there are people in control of Israel that could care less about Israel. You know, you can't do news reports criticizing the government over there. You get arrested, folks. And most of the people in Israel now in the polls, what is it, 60%? They're like Americans. They don't like it either. And so there is a, just like every other country, a group in control over there that does not have their own people's best interest at heart. Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at world events that are orchestrated by corrupt, greedy individuals who just think see the world as a giant playset to play a game on, and whoever gets the most goodies wins. And very clearly, you know, they are immune to the suffering that their little game causes, and they don't represent the will of the people. You cannot blame all Americans for the crimes of Bush and the CIA. You cannot blame all the world's Jewish people for the crimes of the Mossad.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We got a break. Stay with us. More calls. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need any thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. So many people think they're part of this power structure when it's actually using them, and it's time for them to wake up that they're being treated like a bunch of idiots. Michael Rivero has been joining us today. We're almost out of time. I want to take a few final calls from Cliff, Jim, and Dan if we have time. Just briefly here at the end of the broadcast, be sure to go to whatreallyhappened.com. It's a great website. A lot of new books, a lot of new videos that we're carrying up on Infowars.com, a lot of new specials on DVDs and videos. I just posted Tex Mars interview we did in studio, the video taped interview. We just put up Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery for members. My new film, Martial Law's up there, The Order of Death's there. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly subscriptions. We have yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription, or go to Infowars.com and peruse the video store and bookstore there. So many new titles we've added, so many great new specials. Check it out and take advantage of it, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. Michael Rivero, let's take a few final calls. Cliff in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead. Very nice to talk to you, Cliff. What's on your mind?
Yeah, same here. Michael is a very astute researcher. That's what I was going to tell you before. I've been hanging on a long time about the oil. He's saying that they're going to change to the euro. They're filing for it now, the same as Saddam was trying to do. And that's why they're going to take Iran out, because it will destroy America's economy.
And the question is for Michael, why are they so bold in Iran? I mean, they know this is going to get them attacked.
Oh, you bet they are.
Yeah, I think Iran is looking at the struggle the U.S. is dealing with in Iraq and realizing that Iran could win a prolonged guerrilla war on their own territory.
I believe.
And, they're acting like they know that they could do another Vietnam on us.
That's very correct, and I'd like to make one last comment about CPS, Alex.
Yes.
Okay, I call it Child Pornography Services because that's about what they are. I helped two families, one in Arizona and also one in California, get their kids back by investigating Child Protective Services, and you wouldn't believe what I found out.
Sir, I know. We've exposed it, and we're going to try to help the lady that called earlier get her kids back there in New York. Thanks for the call. Jim in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Yeah, the same thing I'm talking about. Above the lady, when the children were taken, above your signature, all official forms from now on write down at arm's length. That is American common law. And you get the information by calling these two numbers.
I can't just in the last 30 seconds of the show give numbers out. Send it to me. Thanks for the call. We're going to try to help that lady. We get these calls every day, and it's been all over the news how horrible it is. And they have federal bounties to grab people's kids. And they always twist their arm into signing the kids over, and then parents shouldn't do that. Michael, you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, I got involved with the same situation out in California about 10 years ago when there were some hideous abuses involving the San Diego Child Protective Services, which wound up in a class action lawsuit, and the entire department was shut down for violating the constitutional rights of parents. So, yeah, it is an ongoing problem. And, you know, when you have an organization where they get more money the more children they have, yeah, they're going to go out and find ways to acquire more children.
The good news is their turnover, I've seen news articles about it, it's gone from a third every year to over half. Most of these people aren't that evil, so they can't do it. They quit.
Yeah, they get burned out real quick.
Yeah, I mean, when something's got a half a turnover, even though it's 50 grand a year, I mean, you know it's bad. Dan, quickly in Texas, you're our tail gunner. 30 seconds, hit us.
Okay, Alex, just wanted to know, as militia, we stand ready to serve you, the Americans, in our patriotic ways here. As far as the Muslim protest goes, they've been beheading Christians over there and making fun of Jesus for years. if we've never gone to the streets, burned and looted, rioted there. Just want to say to all Americans, keep the will, keep the faith, and Alex, stay with it, buddy.
All right, I appreciate your call. Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, it was great having you with us.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you next month.
You bet. You'll be back with us next month. A lot to talk about then if we're still here. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.